It is 8:45 on the clock. We will call the Gates County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Friday, July 1st, 2022 at 8:45. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lidle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held June 15th, 2022. Approve all claims through July 1st, 2022 in the amount of $573,423.98. Accept claim number 2207-0076 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $611.94 to be voted on below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve specs and call for bids for 2022 or newer three-axle pup trailer. Bids would be opened on July 27th, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. Approve sending letter to FOP to begin negotiations. Are there any items that you'd like taken off the consent agenda? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Schuler. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Six in favor with Haxby abstaining. Up next. Approve or disapprove claim number 2207-0076 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $611.94. This brings the total amount of claims approved through July 1st, 2022 to $574,035.92.
Motion to approve.
Second.
By Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor with Jurgens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Swavely.
I'd let David do it. He's got everything up to date right now, so.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
White Castle came and finished up the copper flashing on the courthouse that was damaged from the windstorm in December, and Evidence Building, they said that they have it all ready to go, so they should be down here soon to finish that up.
No more sandbags?
No, those are going to go away. I did talk about, we have some slow sink drains on second floor, and I asked Lammo Plumbing if we could just create a new drain coming down to the lower level, and after we took a look at it, it is so crowded up in that ceiling with the geothermal, and the walls are offset from first floor to second floor, so we can't do that. So I'm going to remove some of the wood framing in the doorways where that south entrance is going out and see if we can find the original drain and see what's going on there. I am going to follow up again with the bids for the Extension Office restroom remodel. I'd like to have those bids in by July 11th for the remodel out there. Judge Schreiner came in and gave a report on the courtroom sound system and WebEx for both courtrooms. So this is something the state is going to pay for all of that, which is a great thing. We're needing that badly. And all the county has to do is make sure that the electrical and computer cabling is ready for them. And I haven't heard yet when that is going to take place, but they're going to go through and hit all the counties, it sounds like. Bill Hilton from NERMA, he did give me a call the other day and said he wasn't able to make it down yet, but he is planning on either next week or soon after. So hopefully he'll come and look at the damage. We did have damage from the hailstorm on the Veterans Office, took a pretty good hit with their vinyl siding, and they have an asphalt roof. And I did talk to Bill about how on these, this is an EPDM roof on the courthouse, and the other is a Duralast roof on the detention center, how when that gets damaged, it doesn't show up for a year or two. And he said, yes, he is very aware of that, so they're going to document that. I talked to Pat Beach about mudjacking. This would be for the northeast corner of the courthouse. That panel is sloped down by the generator. And then we looked at the sidewalk along the east diagonal parking, and he came up with a bid of $2,050 to do that mudjacking. So we'll proceed with that. And last is masonry construction. They did come up with a bid. This would be for repointing the entire north elevation, including two chimneys, gable ends, and the return on the east side. That bid came in at $139,313. When I brought this up, it was asked of me to see what it would cost to finish up. We still have the tower to do yet and one other chimney. So I talked to Greg about that, and he said he will give us a proposal on that. He's going to use a drone to inspect the tower part. And I really think the tower part, it doesn't show too much damage. It does around the window sills and things like that, but that rock face sandstone, for some reason, is holding up a lot better than the smooth face sandstone. So he'll get up there and see what they need to do on that. And then the last thing is just we have a nice mature linden tree on the southeast corner, and I'm afraid it's rotting out at the base. So I'm going to leave it up for a while, but it'll have to eventually come down. So I hate to lose a nice big tree, but it looks like we've lost quite a few trees after our renovation when they drove on the yard so much with the heavy equipment and things. So that's what I had.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave. Equalization. Protests had to be postmarked by June 30th yesterday, so those will be coming in. Nat said we had 127 protests so far. That might go up a little bit. We'll meet at 1 o'clock on July 21st. I'm sorry, July 13th at 1 o'clock, and then July 21st at 8:30. We'll meet and get through all the final readings on protests, because I don't think we'll get through everything by the 13th. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Excuse me. Large ticket items. Saline County Treasurer, Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court, $10,047.50. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $26,212.41. And Van Kirk Brothers Contracting. This is the final payment on the box culvert that was installed west of Hidden Acres. The amount is $37,570.98. And that is the large ticket items.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Veteran Services, Mr. Bates. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Dave, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Scott Bates, the Gage.
Glad to meet you.
Veteran Service Officer. We held our Veteran Service Committee meeting on June 23rd. We had one that was absent. Otherwise, the rest were all present. Then we covered our Nebraska veteran aid, and we had no claims for the quarter on that. County veteran aid, we did have two claims, one for $479 and one for $50. We had 17 deceased veterans from March to June. We had Memorial Day. It went real well. It was pretty windy, so... But we had a good turnout, so it went well. The public did make a lot of nice comments on the flags around the courthouse and the Veterans Park. They like seeing them out. And I attended my Veteran Service Officer annual certification. That was in Kearney, 13th to 15th of April. And that's pretty much my report, pending any questions.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Have a happy 4th.
Yep, happy 4th.
Human Resources Employee Relations will be sending a letter to the FOP and beginning negotiations again for the following year. Law Enforcement Emergency Management Planning and Zoning. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
A little recap from Monday. Last week, or week before last week, we had an overdose in the jail, and he coded on us. We were able to bring him back with CPR and AED. Went to hospital, got him squared around, we got him back now. But it's concerning that we're going to start having more and more of this. I talked to Senator Dorn this week, and he's going to have staff kind of look around and see what's out there, what's going on. Since the bridge closed to law enforcement, it is putting us in a little vicarious situation. We have, in the past, if they tested over 0.30, we'd have to have medically cleared, or they'd go up the bridge. They had nurses on staff all the time to monitor their conditions. We don't have that ability now, so we're taking everybody in. And since we did that, this is happening. We're trying to figure out, I think he might have got some drugs in. We don't know. He tested with that in his system, but we're going to have to keep working through that process and be very mindful when they come in now that they're going to be with us for long haul, so you have to double-check everything, cover the bases on that. So we'll just continue through that process and see where we end up with, if something's going to change or not. The range, we've used it now three times since we kind of got it ready to go. About 98% done. We'll tweak it a little bit yet off and on for the next several months, but it's working out well for us, and so we'll continue down that direction. And finally, we put a second round request on a grant, it's 2020 Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funds, I think is what it's called. And we got denied the first time, got it approved the second time. What it is a baggage scanner or screener for the screening station that allows us, so we don't have to touch all the personal property of people. And you just run through like with an airport, you can look in there and see what they got and move on. So that was just shy of $20,000, 100% covered, and it's supposed to cover freight, setting up and electrical outlet it had to have and everything. So it should be really no cost to the county at all. So pretty excited about that. Other than that, there were photos. I don't know if you or Terry got to see those Monday or not, if you come in or not, from the range. I don't know where they went, if you want to see them.
You passed it around.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought you went over there, but
I just wondered.
They were here Monday.
I thought everybody had a copy of them.
No. Did you take them home with you or what?
Probably burned them by now, guys. Hey, sorry about that. I thought everybody had a copy.
I don't get mad. I just get even.
Right,
so don't worry about it.
All right.
So you see him right? Okay.
You got to put not for Terry.
Yeah.
You can also send an email.
Any questions?
Well, he'd see that right away.
Yeah.
Is there another practice range east of town?
Well, the only range I know of in county is the one the city has northwest of town.
There's a private range east of town.
Is it really?
I don't know whose it is. Oh, there's one up by right across the line in Lancaster, but I don't think
because
about
a couple mornings, you know, I take walks or try to, okay? The whole hour and a half I was walking, there was continual shooting, and it's east of town. I didn't know that they had a range out there, but it was – It went on for 2 or 3 hours, okay? So
wow. This is southeast of town. I don't know if you'd hear it from Beatrice or not.
Well, walk out there sometime, let me know whose it is. I'm kind of curious.
I'm going to drive around and find out whose it is.
Yeah, I never heard about that.
I figured you'd be Johnny on the spot on that one.
I'm too busy. I'm way too busy.
From where I was walking, and I was up around Washington, up to Fox Funeral Home, up that way, it was really, it was close.
It wasn't firecrackers.
Oh, no. It was boom, 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 boom. just continually. Just wait a little bit and do it again. Okay, so there's, I thought when we talked about, I didn't know where the new range was that you guys were using. I thought,
from Philly?
Huh? That's a bad place to put a range east of town when those little old ladies out there, those retirement homes here that way.
Yeah.
But it's not ours, and that's all but there's one out there someplace, okay, so.
All right.
Did you say the grant was approved?
Yes. It's been approved, and I think we ordered the machine a day or two ago. So now go through all the red tape and
keep up with all the audits and stuff they want to have, but I figure $20,000 we can fill some paperwork out and send it.
And that was COVID-related money?
It was 2020 Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding. It was grants money you could get qualified, so. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Lisa.
The recent storm events that we've had across the state are kind of serving as a reminder that everybody needs to be prepared, you know, for their emergency plan as they react to weather conditions. But it also is a reminder of what we have to do after the fact. And so as we focus back to the last 2 weeks and what happened in the southern part of Gage County. As you know, the county did sign a declaration of disaster, identifying that the city of Wymore and southern Gage County and parts of Beatrice were impacted. So where we're at right now is that disasters have been filed for the city of Wymore, and then also Gage County. Beatrice acknowledged that they didn't have enough public property structures to identify as an actual disaster here in our town. That's not saying that there wasn't plenty of people that were impacted by their public or by their private property. It's just a matter of it wasn't public property. And so that started the process for preliminary damage assessments, which those were done by the city of Wymore. They actually hired AC Disaster Consulting to help them with that process, and then we, Gage County Emergency Management, also helped with that. So we used pictometry, the existing pictometry that we had to run the lats and longs for all of the poles that were identified as had to be replaced. Nobody takes pictures before. That's the reality, is there's no pictures. So we can actually use those. What we're waiting on right now is the total damage assessment has been placed by the disaster committee at $2.7 million. In order for us to get a federal declaration, that will have to reach the $3.2 million. And so we're still identifying some of those costs yet coming in, but it's not looking favorable for a federal disaster. However, I did reach out. Thank you for Senator Dorn. Came down, reviewed the area. The biggest challenge, I think, as he would say, is his debris management, you know, just what it took to just clear out trees. Now they have a huge pile. They got four piles. Those piles were measured, and we've placed a value of what it's actually going to take to chip and what it took to put those trees, you know, cut them and so forth, and the public municipalities that helped remove those. And so now FEMA has to give us a cost analysis back. We figured on the high side. So it'll probably get a little bit lower, and then we still will be away from that. But, however, the state has identified, we received that proclamation from Governor Ricketts for the city of Wymore. And so hopefully then there will be state funding as they get to that point of managing that debris pile. So any questions?
Did you happen to go to that open house for Tallgrass?
I did not.
I did.
Mm-mm, I did not.
Do you have any, either of you have any updates for the Tallgrass pipeline conversion?
Yeah.
I just wanted to go to see what it was all about. It was Tuesday afternoon. I went around each of their little tables and looked and picked up some information. And basically, you know, they're looking to recoup carbon and are going to burn it in the ground and leave it there. There's not going to be any type of the map that was in one of these things here showed there's going to be a couple new laterals put in between, but they're not going to dig a new pipeline. They're not going to do any of that stuff. They already have a pipe buried, and they're going to bury it out in a 2-square-mile area out in Wyoming, and they'll take anybody's carbon that you know. Now, that's where they're going to make their money. They're going to charge people to take the carbon, but it seems like a pretty straightforward thing, 9,000 feet in the ground, and they've done boring out there to find out where the best places is, and they acquired 2 square miles of ground, and that's locked in, and they're just going to pump it down in there and let it be for the rest of its life. So,
the way I understood it is it requires a certain rock consistency.
Yes.
That filters it.
There's, pass this around. This is what I picked up, one of the ones that's interesting. It shows what they do, the layers of, they have to have some type of salty.
Certain type of rock.
Salty water and or whatever liquids and certain types of rocks that will let this carbon impregnate and stay there. So,
all right, thank you very much. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Okay. The dirt crew and asphalt crew have been repairing the box culvert overlay on the Ellis Road in Lincoln Township. I think that is finished up. There's been a lot of complaints and a lot of trash being dumped in some of our county ditches. One particular area was in the ditches at 120th and Maple. Mark has gone through the trash and has got some name and addresses. Where it goes from there, we'll find out. Was asked about tree removal and maintenance on some of the abandoned cemeteries. Mark said he would go out and view those areas. As of right now, maybe it's a deal where we would hire a commercial contractor to cut and chip the limbs and trees and whatever's out there and clean it up somewhat. That's basically it.
Any questions for Road and Bridge? All right, we have a timed event at 9:15. We'll skip over that for a few more minutes. Up next is approve or disapprove recommendation for two special designated liquor licenses for the Gage County Ag Society, one for Gage County Fairgrounds Beer Garden on the Midway for the Gage County Fair July 27th through the 30th, and one for the Bull Riding Rodeo at the Beatrice Speedway Grandstand July 27th, 2022. The sheriff has given his blessing on both of these.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
Well, you let Esau off pretty easy. He should have had to come up here and explain himself.
Well, there's still time.
You always have friends, right?
Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You try that bowl, yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Up next, approve or disapprove 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. This is basically a process vote for just in case. We do this every year just so that we can raise that lid an extra 1%.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Procedural, not process. There we go. Approve or disapprove process for non-county budget funding requests. Okay, this goes back to the same item that we had on the agenda before, which would make people turn in a claim again. We were going to ask the auditor on this to see if we could just have a simple letter that says, will you use funds that we give you for proper things? Or we guarantee that we'll use these only for pre-approved things. In us talking about that in the meeting, the auditor read a newspaper article that was put out afterwards and said, no, that won't work, and actually spelled out some things for us, and I don't know if you have the email, Don.
Oh, I do. I can pull it up.
This process, of course, would be there's a, hey, we give X number of dollars to each group. Don will keep a spreadsheet of that dollar amount, say $10,000 for easy math. So someone's getting $10,000. They put in a claim for $5,000, $2,000, $3,000. They're approved, and then that zeroes that out. I might just read this to you. It's not a very long email. Hi, Don. We noticed the attached news article regarding the discussion of the board and the county attorney relating to the provided funds to outside entities. It doesn't sound like any of the options being discussed would be sufficient to address our concerns. Having them sign something saying they will use the money properly doesn't address our concerns, and we would continue to have an audit finding as we have it and as we have in the past. Keep in mind this is a recommendation, but it's a recommendation for transparency on these. I look at it like this. If the county is receiving grant funding from the state, you have to provide supporting documentation for how that money was used. The state reviews that documentation to make sure it is appropriate and then issues payment to you. The same principle should apply to the county if effectively providing grants to these outside organizations. From our standpoint, the county is just giving flat dollar amounts to the outside organizations without any oversight. This is from Jeff Schreier, CPA and audit manager at the Nebraska Auditor's Office. Like Roger said, we can't, we aren't in trouble for not doing this. We're just written up for a suggestion, but this would take that out where, just like the state does watch what we use before they reimburse, we would be doing the same thing. We would just say, hey, this is an approved usage. It's just a little bit better tracking of what we're giving out. Mr. Juergens.
I had a visit from Mr. Jerry Shelton, and he was representing the Historical Society, and he brought me a complete form that showed income and expense. What would you call it, Don? For the year.
Probably.
A spreadsheet, balance sheet, whatever you want to call it. And it was for the last year's budget. It showed where everything income came in, where the expenses weighed out, ended up at zero down here. I do not see why that not would be sufficient, a yearly summary like that, to do it rather than add all this extra work onto everything every time there's money expended on that. It makes no sense to me. It's just creating more work, and it doesn't make any sense. What he showed me looked sufficient.
And there's obviously any of these groups have sufficient expense well beyond anything we give to them, too. I mean, that's a really good point. This isn't something we have to do. It's just, like I say, it's better tracking of what funds expelled. It's not a have
according to him.
According to Jeff Schreier, according to that auditor.
There you go. The only thing that I have to go off of is when I, because I've done grant stuff with the state with like cattle, and you have to list out what you intend to use that funding for. But that's pre. And then there's a check after. I just don't know how that's different. We're still a government agency funding something. I don't know. I mean, we have some follow through issues with some of the things that we fund already, with what we have in our contracts and what's actually done. So. Maybe be a good follow-up.
These agencies get, we'll use your number 10,000, okay? But they probably get 10,000 from five other people. So they've got a total budget of $60,000. We'll use that as a number. You know, how can we make, I mean, we can ask them to do these things, but, you know, how do they know where our money's being spent? They have a pile of money. It's been given by six different entities, okay, to support their program. They don't know where our $10,000 went. They use it for their budget. It could have been for labor. Could have been for supplies. It could have been for anything. I mean, how are we going to ask them to do a reconciliation for, you know, where they spent our money, okay? I mean, I that's the only thing that bothers me, okay? So
if they have an item that they purchase or want to purchase, and say it's $1,000, they can turn a claim in to us or the invoice, copy the invoice, and then we'll cut the check to $1,000 to them, so they put that back into their account. That's how we do all the other claims here in the offices. Or all the offices do that.
We'll pause this briefly. We have a time event at 9:15. Are there any other highway striping bids? Or does anyone else have any bids that haven't been turned in? If not, I've asked for a motion to close bidding for the highway striping project at 9:15.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Please vote. 7 in favor.
Off a white folder.
This bid is from Straight Line Striping Incorporated out of Grand Island. There are three options on this bid. Approximately 32.6 miles to be completed. Edge striping only, both sides per mile bid is $31,126.48. Option two, center line, no passing stripes only. Contractor determined no passing zones per mile bid, $15,563.24. Option three, edge striping both sides, center and no passing strips. Contractor determined no passing zones per mile price, $46,689.72. Contractors anticipated start date, July, August.
That's it.
That's it. What's that?
It must have been in there because it's empty.
That's it?
So there's only one bid?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why that envelope was so light.
Well, motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle. Dorn.
We're armor coating these miles, so our hands are tied here. So.
Oh. I suppose we're going to take that option.
Let me know. Which option?
Which option? You got three options.
Oh, we say which option. Option three, which would be center line and size.
Yes, yes.
With the contractor. I thought you meant which option, which contractor.
Good point, Roger.
Like, we're going to narrow that down quick. Motion by Juergens, second by Dorn to take option three from, what was the contractor's name?
Straight Line.
Would that be all right, Harry, to have it approved, pending approval by the Highway Department or pending review
sure.
by the Highway
sure.
Department?
Sure.
Motion by Juergens. Is that okay with you too, Mr. Dorn?
Yeah.
Mr. Lytle.
Have we had a projected cost on this? Just curious.
Becky, do you have a projected cost?
Total cost.
That was total.
Yeah.
With this, if we approve this pending review and approval by the Highway Department, that way we can get a little more information. Mark's gone today, so he can get back to us in a couple weeks.
Like Terry said, really, kind of hands are tied.
They are.
Got to be done.
Any additional discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Oops. Germans.
Told you.
Mm-hmm.
Not for that many miles.
Yeah.
Okay, back to approve or disapprove money for non-county budget funding.
Don, would you? Around 1,500.
Oh. I would say, Ms. Axby.
I just said, David made a really good point, because I've had that conversation with another entity, was that they do get funding from a lot of different sources, and while they can pick and choose what comes to us, we're not foreseeing the whole thing. I'm not saying this happens, but just as an example, like if we provide them 10 and somebody else provides them 10, well, they could do the 10 that we approve and then the other 10 for drinks and stuff down at the bar, you know, that we wouldn't approve. So how do we know? I mean, we wouldn't exactly know where those funds are going. When I spoke to this entity that wasn't fulfilling, you know, some of the stuff that we were doing, you know, like, well, we could just say we used it for this. So you're going to have that too. And they straight up told me that. So,
Counselor.
Just one suggestion, because we had a big discussion the last time, and I think you raised the issues. With Senator Dorn here, I go back to, I like to have the legislature look at this. If it's that important, we got 49 people that were elected by the people that can work on this. Like, do we want to put these other 501c3 entities to the additional, and a lot of them are volunteers, work of providing an audit so that this bureaucrat can dot his I and cross his T. And I say that with all due respect. This is a bureaucrat telling us we got to do something else. And yet saying that's just a recommendation. And look at how much time you people have spent on this. I got a call from two or three people that were, are you questioning, you know? No, we're not questioning. The board is not questioning the good work they do in this community, this county. But that, it comes off a little bit like that. And so I agree with Terry. I mean, if there's an issue out there, it's not just Gates County.
I will read the part there right at the end of this email that I didn't finish. These are public funds, and the county needs to be accountable for them. If the county does not want to spend the time necessary to perform sufficient monitoring procedures, then you should not be providing funding to the outside entities. Same goes for these outside entities. If they do not take the time necessary to document, they are using public funds. If they do not want to take the time necessary to document what they're using public funds for appropriately and provide that information to you, they should not be receiving the public funds. So I can see both sides of the argument. We don't want to provide documentation, but we want the money. We don't want to take the time to look at that, but we don't want to stop giving the money. Mr. Juergens.
This got nothing to do with this, but at the same time, when I spoke, well, there was actually two people, they asked about, since the Beatrice 6, all these entities' funds have basically been held flat. Is that correct, Eric?
Yes.
And that's what our statement was at the time, no increases. With that being said, and everybody's going to be shocked to hear that from me, with that being said, you know, with the prices of everything, done what they've done. we should also consider maybe a small increase on all these monies being given to these outside entities. Anyway, it's just something to think about. Is it all right for me to make a motion?
Yes.
I would like to make a motion to all the entities that get public funding from Gage County submit a yearly budget, where the expenses and operating income are going, and to get funding again. I think it's one simple form. They've all got them. They've got to have it. It wouldn't create any more work, and it would make perfectly good sense to do it that way.
One question.
Yep.
Because some of the stuff that I do receive is just a glossy that says we did this event, we did this event. Do you want to get more specific on what that stuff?
What I saw, Dawn, was an income side, where the monies all came from.
Okay.
Certain dollar amount over there. And then an expense side, where all the monies went, is what I saw. And everything looked legit on that, and it was... had to go through somebody to get that all the way. It was for the Historic Society, an example. It came out to an even balance. It showed income where it came from, and it showed expense where it went.
Okay.
And there it looked to me like there was nothing irregular on the expense side.
No, that's what I'm asking, because I have had
right.
some submit.
Well, if there is, so. Then boom, that's it.
That would work. I think it can't be a glossed over, like, this event did this. We should break it down. But if they want to do a year-end summary with all the breakdowns of that stuff.
If you're talking about what you're saying, an itemized spreadsheet.
Yep.
Expenses and income.
Everything that was spent out of there was listed. I mean, there were certain things that were lumped together. Salaries, so much. I should have brought it with me. You could have looked at it. But it makes perfectly good sense to do it this way. It would give the auditor what he wants, because it would show on the expense side where it went. And it would show on the income side where the donations came from.
Right. And so is that done before we give them the money? It's for that year?
I would guess when that money's doled out, we'll have to have those spreadsheets before we do it. Anything
before we approve giving them the money.
Exactly.
So they will have had to have spent it before we...
I didn't say that. They would have had to show you whatever their year is. They might run from, like we do, July to July. They might go from January to January. Whatever that last one is that's completed, that last fiscal year, we would need to see it.
But the money...
So what you're wanting to... Terry, what you're saying would be a projected budget, or it would be the year before budget. Projected or in the
past? If they have it projected, that would be nice to see, too.
I would second that.
Yeah, with both a year-end and a projected budget? I mean, I assume every organization is going to have both.
The projected budget would be a lot more loose, because you're thinking about what you're going to spend it on.
Yeah.
So you'd almost have to have both.
Yeah,
both.
The year
both
before
makes sense
was
to me.
And
both is fine.
Yep. But you're talking about an itemized, itemized budget, not just we're going to have this event and we're going to have this event.
No, not a monthly thing.
You're still talking about itemized.
Once a year. Then you can use
before the funds are transferred, we need that paper.
That doesn't answer the question that the auditor's bellyaching about.
It's not going to. We could make it more.
I agree with it. I don't
wrong.
Do too. Okay, but I just, that doesn't answer his questions, because he could come back and haunt us again. Okay, so
we could attach more to it if you want and say that these funds are being given for labor. I mean, we give a small portion of each of these organizations' budget, other than say, Engage, where we're giving almost half.
Can a statement be put on there that they verify that no public funds were spent on things we shouldn't spend public funds on?
We could put that on there, but we're by not checking it, we're not verifying it. So I don't want to.
Well, I mean, still do like what Terry's doing and talking about. But you kind of get into a cycle because you,
Don can go through the budget that they submit to you and say, whoa, we're not paying for this.
Okay, so that's my confusion, because we do have in the past, the agencies would submit requests either a quarterly. They don't wait till the end. So that's where I'm having a little trouble. I don't know how we're going to manage this. So
they submit a request quarterly, or
well,
when are these payments going out?
That's when they get their payments. So they,
you know, I would think a yearly summary would be sufficient to take care of the full year.
This comes back to the board. Whatever you all think is sufficient verification of what we're spending the money on. If you think a budget is sufficient, if you want it to go through and they submit a claim and it's for labor. This one is submittal of actual dollars. Hey, we spent X number of dollars on labor. We write the check out. If we have the budget, it says, okay, we can look at that and say there's a small portion that we're giving. It's being spent for a legal portion of what they're doing. Rogers made a good point on that we aren't managing any of it. We just don't want our funds going to something illegal. What they spend it on, I'll use our general fund. It's going to be very similar to that. Money goes into the general fund. Well, it's spent on all these different items. It comes out of the general. What dollars spent on what? We've talked about that with green energy. This dollar is made by solar panels. Is that energy used over at this plant? Who knows where it's used? It's going to be very similar. So if we have a budget, I mean, it's not going to be by the dollar. But that money we know could have been used on something not right. It could be used on something right. Which dollar is the actual dollar?
You're putting, and again, I'll just throw this out, you're putting all this on Dawn. You know, she has no standard there as far as when she feels good, we pay it. And if she doesn't feel good, we call them up in front of us and we draw.
Well, that's the concern that I have, is that's why I said
good concern,
this
though.
Invoice, if you turn in the invoice, it goes through the claims process. You guys look at it, you have a say in it, you pass it. I know I can pay it. What you're telling me, what I'm hearing, is possibly they're going to submit me a budget, but I'm still not clear if it's end of the year, so then I wait to pay that whole lump sum toward the end of the fiscal year, or are we going to be a year behind? I'm not quite sure either. Well, that, or if they do it quarterly, we get their budget as of that quarter.
My intention, before any funds are issued to anybody, they submit the budget. It would be like budget. And the future proposed budget, if they have both.
You could still send out the payments quarterly, but we would be able to see those budgets before we allocate those funds in our budget.
But, Dawn, you never reviewed everything every entity spent anyway, have you?
We haven't in the past because we haven't received anything but like glossy.
All I need to know.
Glossy info. That's why we got wrote up.
So if I understand your
recommendation,
we go with the projected or proposed budget.
Well, on our audit,
the first time, the first time, and then ever after that, then you'd have the past budget to compare with the proposed budget to see that they didn't do anything that we wouldn't have wanted to pay for, and at that point, that would help us decide. Well, if there was irregularities, we may not approve.
We should be able to set the rules.
So next year's payment.
So you'd
have both. Each year you make the payment, you would look at the previous year's actual budget, and then you'll look at the proposed budget and see how it cycles out. Yeah.
And I know that some of those entities receive it quarterly, and we could still receive it quarterly. But every year before we allocate those funds in our budget, we would get to see theirs and make sure that it was being spent.
Well, and at the quarterly time, they could give us that first quarter's budget and how it was actually spent.
There's two different things.
Right?
So we have a motion by Juergen, second by Lytle, and I'm going to try to put it together the way I think you mean it. Prior to any funds being provided, we'll receive a price breakdown where
balance
they...
Balance sheet, whatever you want. Don, I don't know what they're called.
Of what they plan to spend our money on?
No.
Or a budget? Or
this isn't what... Jerry gave you what was actually spent and what was actually received, right?
That's correct.
Okay. That's what you're talking about, correct?
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's different than what you're talking about.
It's the end of the year summary.
End of the year summary of expenses.
What the historical
But these are actual numbers that they spent and received. A budget is a what if. A blue sky, I get $10,000 and I'm whatever I might spend this on. You're talking about
that's not right. That isn't going to satisfy Jeff.
That's why we want both, though. We want the full list of the of last year's expenses and
okay, well, I
and the next year's the glossy.
But was told we need to do this up front and not ask for it after the fact.
So if we tell them ahead of time.
We would essentially be doing it up front for the next year.
We would tell them they have to provide that before we'll give them any money. Is that what you're saying, Terry?
That's correct.
So prior to giving, and that's the same as what you understood, Mr. Lytle? So prior to expelling any money for any of the outside organizations, we'll get an end-of-the-year breakdown of costs and income.
End of their fiscal period.
End of their fiscal year for the previous year. We really don't need the budget because the budget, I mean, it could be anything. It doesn't actually tell what's been spent or what's... It's just a projection, but...
You'd need the projection to compare, because the projection is what you're voting on to pay for, correct?
Depending on where their fiscal year falls.
I mean, because they want the money before they have, because they don't have it to spend unless we
this
give it to
them. This seems way more complicated than just sending in a pay request. If they just send in a pay request, we approve X number of dollars... They ask for X number of dollars, it comes off their total. I thought this sounded way simpler. Now I'm starting to wonder if it's more difficult.
Sounds simple.
Sounds fine.
Simple enough to me.
Okay.
I mean, of course, maybe I'm not seeing it right, but you'd have to have both the actual budget or the actual balance sheet where they spent their money, and you compare it then to the proposed.
Okay, so are you going to review that?
Well,
because I will
just,
look at the claims, and I'll put
know,
the claims
Dawn.
In, and we'll pay, bring them over here.
Well, yes,
pay,
we should look
but
at
if
it.
If you're talking about all this analyzing, I'm not in for that. I mean, that's not my.
But isn't that what you're talking about, Terry?
But I have the invoices, and if the invoices come in, the bills come in, just like you guys turn in a bill for mileage, or you turn in a bill for whatever. We put that through the claims process, and we either A, pay it after it comes to you for review, or it's rejected, just like every other claim.
Mr. Lytle.
They need to put those before us before we approve giving them the money. So there's no reason they shouldn't be here for us to look at and then approve, you know, use that information to approve giving them money.
The year-end summary of costs and income and the proposed budget.
Projected expenses and income.
Yeah. Ms. Axby. I'm sorry.
My thought would be that you're paying them on the year before's actual expenditures. Projected budget is going to show you that their plan is to continue doing what they've done in the past moving forward. That's why you would want to see the projected budget, but you're using money from.
Ms. Axby.
The only reason I know this simple one way or the other, but this way we can see the whole picture. Because otherwise an entity can just say, well, we're going to use it on this. And they could be still using the other fund, like other funds that aren't tracking it as well for something else, and you're still contributing to that. I don't know how else to be.
Rogers made a good point, too, where we're funding organizations that we have faith in or we wouldn't fund them, period. This way, we're still going to get written up on this or...
Even if they have a...
What was it called again? Not written up. Yes. Recommended.
Speed in your lane.
We're still gonna get spanked because we aren't showing this is what this dollar went to, but we're showing a very good attempt at funding.
And I would just note to you, this isn't the first time we've gotten an audit that made recommendations. You guys have reviewed it ad nauseum. Trying to address it, and it creates more fun for everybody. But it is a recommendation from a CPA.
For changes.
And we've got those before. When Schultz and the boys did there, they had recommendations. So I just throw that out to you.
Is there cover in there,
Lisa?
Yes. I'm here representing as treasurer of the Gage County Ag Society also. So as I listen to what you're talking about, our state statutes for agriculture societies in Nebraska plainly state what our funds that you give the Ag Society can be used for. And then our audit runs from November 1 through October 31st. After our audit is completed, it goes to the state and then is audited again. So state statutes states for the Ag Societies, which there are just three counties that are no longer Ag Society. I think they're county fair boards. But premiums, judges, ribbons, and then capital improvements are not included in there. General repairs and maintenance is what the funds that we receive from the county. I believe we were at $106,000 is what we received from tax dollars last year. So just to kind of share with you what we have to do, but our books would be audited annually.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Do all these entities get audited like hers?
No.
Okay.
And hers falls under a different taxation levy, too. So this, you guys wouldn't even be considered in our outside.
You brought up historical societies, which I think they would be.
So
they're not. Or your fire districts.
Or townships.
That's just our levy for you.
Yeah. So we're not talking about the same thing.
It's a little bit different. So they're falling under taxation authority. They can collect X number of dollars or X mils. And so they're held to a higher standard than some of these other outside groups are. I'm sorry. Does Senator Dorn have any opinion on this? Morning.
Part of where my thoughts come on this is because I sit on appropriations. And we've, 2 years ago, I think two, 3 years ago, Department of Administrative Services basically oversees how our funds are dispersed or whatever they kind of have. And with, I call it a lot of employment issues, a lot of other issues, and different entities paying more funds and taking staff away. I know 2 years ago, or it'd be 3 years ago now, we had a report from the state auditor that the state of Nebraska did a really bad job. I call it of traceability, and that's what you're really getting after here is that, okay, you give this entity $2,000. Where is that? You know, if you go buy gas, you have to turn in the gas receipt. Where is that traceability showing that this is how that money was spent? The state, we've had multiple visits with Department of Administrative Services. We've really had discussions about them of that this audit was supposed to be better. Well, this year it came out worse again because there's basically $10 billion out there in the last 2 years that state of Nebraska does not have that so-called I bought a coffee with that dollar. You know, that's what they're looking for when they do the audit, that is accountable. Now, many of these entities that you do are just like you brought up or whatever. We have trust in them. We have faith in them. But do all of the people have faith in them that they're spending those dollars exactly as they should be? So, you know, I remember the first year, I think it was on the county board, Adams was on here, you know, and I can still remember sitting over here and the auditor came down and we had 20 things on there, you know. So you evaluate those and, you know, as a county, does Don have to hire another person now to go through and verify all these things, you know, or a part-time person and all of those things? Where does that rank on your list? And that's when I hear you guys talking about that, it's where does this rank on our list of, you know, you have faith and trust in all those entities doing the right thing. Did they buy, I call it a beer at the tavern back in May? You know, that maybe came out of the budget and they can't verify that that was used from your funds or some other funds because they're all in a pool. So it's kind of a gray area at times. Roger's right. If you really need to change something, it should be done at the legislative part to get, I call it, a better criteria. That takes passing some bills, though, and that may not happen ever. And that's unfortunate. That's just the business we're in up there. You know, it won't just automatically, hey, this is a great idea, let's do this. We have, over a period of years, the state auditor has, I call it, become a more important part. We actually increased their, they have five or six people on what they call a group that goes out and does these things. Last year, we approved two more groups for them. I don't remember what the cost was. You know, over $1 million for those two groups of five people to do additional audits, because we know the state's getting behind on some of these and everything. So it's not just a simple answer, and I see that when you guys are talking. There isn't no simple answer of if we make it XYZ, then we're good or whatever. You do have a check and balance, though, that you can assure the public on, and that is the fact that they make a claim for that money. Now, I'm assuming when they make that claim, they just don't send in, we want $2,000 next month. They list something on it.
That's what has been done, unless we change this.
Yes, and that might be an option, too, is you have to state on there what this claim is for, so that, you know, and I doubt if they'll have something that goes, you know, we spent $3,400 on a roof or something, you know. Do they have a claim that comes back in? Back to Terry's point, though, when he made the comment that some of these are almost looking at, we're not having trust in them. You know, that's not it. That's not what this is about or whatever, because, and we look at that at the state all the time, where is the traceability of those dollars? And is there enough justification there that now that was the proper use, that was accountability? We can go back 2 years from now and look that check was paid for that. Now it would bring up the issue if somebody ever had a question or a comment, and why was that done or why wasn't that done? Now you have that traceability that goes back and says this is what that was used for. Now I realize fully that these entities, they've been getting funding. We know they use it properly, but also I like Terry's idea of part of what comes with an increase in funding, though, is now more accountability from them. I don't think you guys intend for them any way to go and hire an auditor and go out and do a complete audit and turn that in to you or whatever. But they need to be able to justify or have the traceability where those funds go to. And that's really what the auditor looks at. Because if you think you guys are getting your hand slapped, we just got a heck of a bad hand slap here again, and we've been dealing with this for several years, and we've had multiple discussions about getting this proper and done and right. So,
well, and we get on, I know Don catches flack because of being thorough with checking over the claims and things, and we've got one coming up here that I'm going to bring back to the board and have them make the decision on coming up next. This has that accountability. I know it's a pain in the butt sometimes, but this one, there is a claim for every piece. Is everyone going to like that? No, but I mean, this budget request form, it lays it all out where there is that accountability. We can go back and check what the actual dollars, and it does take a lot of effort and time, but when someone from the public says, hey, what was this check for that you issued at some point in time in the past, which does happen, if we would approve something like this, and this was just the simplest thing I could think of, we can go back and show that actual claim and we know exactly what it was for.
You know, and there is another option those entities do have. They don't have to take any of your money. They can go, your requirements are too strict. We don't want to deal with that. And there might be one or two out there that says, you know, hey, I'm getting $1,000. No, thank you. You know,
we don't see that.
No, I know. I was being facetious. But that is, I mean, part of what we have in today's society is, though, people want to make sure, not people, generally society wants to make sure that these are tax dollars that you're taking in. you're responsible for the allocation of those tax dollars so that it's done right and correct. And not to pick on clerks, but there's an article of, what, I think 17 in the state of Nebraska in the last 10 years.
Yeah, village, city clerks and village clerks.
Yeah, villages and clerks, and we have that. So those are the articles we hear or see, and then that's why some of these things come about, and that's why when you have an audit, you go, hey, you know, are we doing this right as a county here or whatever? So it's more, do you want to do it? No. It's easier. I call it what we had 10 years ago. They send in a request for $10,000. We'll mail you the check two weeks later when you guys approve it or whatever. That is not in the eye of traceability or in the eye of, are we making sure we can be accountable for those tax dollars as they go out? You know, you just had $46,000 or whatever per mile for painting. Now, you had a bid process for that. You know, so you know where those are going and why they're going and what it's being used for. So when they turn in that claim, that one's going to be paid, and the traceability is there or whatever. Now, if it's not, you don't approve the claim or you have questions. But this is, and I know those entities, this is something they're not used to doing. So it's a change. They don't want to do that. But as I sit up there in the state, this is critical to many of these. I call it other organizations, and you have more people watching you today and more social media, and you have all of that stuff, and is this right or that right? They are watching that more. It's a change. People won't like it. Or I shouldn't say they won't like it. They probably like what they were doing. This is a change, but it will be better accountability, better traceability. And that's what you're responsible for as a board, is the tax dollars that come in, that they're being used correctly.
From appropriations, then, your standpoint would be to actually ask for a claim from each of these organizations and work that back towards their total amount? That would be your preference?
I'm not on the board right now, so you guys decide that, okay? And I'm not trying to beat the
point. From appropriations at the state level.
I'll give a comment of what the auditor is looking for. They're looking for that, when they put in a $2,000 claim, that this claim was for, we had to buy tires on three vehicles. That's what they want.
And they got
now,
the invoices for the tires.
You're paying $2,000, and it went into their general fund. It went into their whole budget. And they used it to expense stuff out. Now, salaries may, some of those could turn around and go, we are using this for $2,000 the next 2 months for salaries. Would be a legitimate traceability. This is a fine usage. That's why you're supporting those entities. And that's what those tax dollars are going for. So there's, and I don't know how to put that into words. So I see and hear, and I hear Roger talk to or whatever, and how you, I call it, sometimes it's how this board will word that thing to put out there or whatever. So, but it's what the auditor is looking for, and what they look for in the state is, and I've seen those reports that you spent $10,000. What was it spent on? And there's nothing out here. There is nothing other than it went into our general fund. Okay, the general fund is not a good answer. Now, if they would have put on their salaries for the month of September and October, now you have traceability and you can go back and look at their audit and you can see where, oops, they only spent $6,000 on salaries that month, so it can't be for salaries for the month of September and October. So they want that traceability, that you're not using it for a gray area or something that's not accountable for out there. So,
Mr. Lytle.
Myron, I want you to understand I'm going to be a little bit ornery, but a little bit serious.
Yeah.
So what I just heard you say was, is that on the state level, that you guys are struggling, and you guys have gone from a report that said you didn't do very good to a report that said maybe a little bit worse even. So my serious question is that what are you doing to solve the problem? Because it sounds like maybe you guys are struggling with the same thing, that, you know, you're not coming up with the right answers to satisfy what the auditors want from you. kind of like we're not. In this case, I still agree with Terry.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying about traceability. Yeah. But here's my thing. If they have to file a claim and they're getting money from the city of Beatrice, they're getting the money from the county, and what's going to stop them from putting the claim on for the same salary for the first 2 months at every place they get money?
Nothing.
That's what I asked Roger, exactly. Too.
Yeah.
But we have somebody's signature on there, and somebody's going to commit fraud if they say they're going separate places.
Part of why they wrote us up for, though, is we have 74 state agencies. We have 274 programs in there. Now, they're reviewing, I call it, they pick out so many claims, and they're going through those. The auditor does. I think they do that down here. They don't do all 100 claims. No. They're looking at 5 or 10, and now they can find a trend.
Hundreds. Hundreds.
Yeah. You know, there are certain things. We as a state, we didn't have things in place. We as a appropriations committee, we've had visit with the individual in charge of DAS, the accounting department, specifically that these were the things that got wrote up. Next year you need to be better, and they weren't. Consider all day and tell you their reasons why.
Sure.
We really had several meetings this year with him about this and this and this and why isn't this. Well, we haven't met again since the last report came out, and basically we're not headed the right direction in this. It's the understanding, though, and that's part of why you guys are here and having this discussion. I call it coming up to the understanding of what the auditor sometimes look at things a little bit different than I call it. If you were doing normal accounting, you don't necessarily always look at things a certain way. They have certain criteria, and that's how they judged you. That's how they judge a state. This criteria is not being met. I think sometimes we have some areas up there that they're lax in that, just what Terry said. Why should you do that? Common sense doesn't tell you to do that. You know, we don't need to do that. Well, when the auditor comes in and makes a report, it says, no, this is how we have the traceability of that. So this is what you need to do so that we have that traceability. Because trust me, I will guarantee you the state has things they pay for out there and everything, and there's no way that they're listed on there that this is what that's for or whatever. I mean, we know that. We assume that. But if we don't, in this next year, we might even have legislation just because of what's been going on. Again, in the report we got, if Chairman Stinner, he will be out of there, but if Chairman Stinner was here, you wouldn't want to be there the day we have this meeting with the Department of Administrative Services, because we had an hour-long discussion where he did most of the talking last time. And I would hate to have been the guy in that seat opposite him. But so we know it, too, and we have a lot of those discussions, just like you guys do, of how to deal with that. Now, sometimes you get those reports in, it's a change you need to make. Part of what happened with the state overall is with COVID, and you had all of that play in that. So that's a part of an explanation, but that still shouldn't change anything. That had some issues there. But this here, you've been paying a lot of these entities for years. They've never had to say that we used it for salaries for January, February, March. You know, they just put a claim in, this is where it goes, and that's then what the state is saying. That's not traceable enough for those dollars to put that claim in, that we are using it for our general fund budget for the year. You know, we paid $2,000 in salaries in January. $750 of that was using Gage County's money to pay for those salaries. That kind of traceability is what they want. That's going to take more bookwork. It's going to take more things on their part to do it. Like I said, there's always another option, and that is they don't take the money, but I don't think they'll be doing that either. So, you know, their budgets are squeezed, too, with everything going on and everything. So, but, no, we as a state, we haven't done near good enough either, and I'll be honest with you and tell you that. We haven't. We know it. And it doesn't change overnight. Auditor 10 years from now does an audit on the state again, and I'm sure it will show things up.
But maybe as you guys have discussion, you'll be able to discuss this a little. Maybe you can bring this into the discussion, and maybe there is something set out there to make it a little easier for entities that are requesting money. I guess I'm gonna swerve off a little bit towards Gus a little bit here. You know, the thing is that there's only so many there's only so many donated hours, you know, of people that can, you know, want to be out there and help and do things. If now all of a sudden they got to spend an hour of their donated time to do this instead of doing what their objective is, then to me that's a problem, because, you know, I want the traceability. I agree. But I also want that entity to do the thing that their goal is, as opposed to doing bookwork to satisfy the funding process. Just like with Gus, we can't have part-time deputies anymore because they got to spend too damn much time on training hours, and we can't get them in the field because we can't afford to do the training hours.
Yep.
The same type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've been through it, Myron, so you understand. It's frustrating to me that we run into these things where volunteer hours, or like in Gus's case, you know, part-time deputies hours, we can't do those things because we need to do these things in order to do this.
I think one of them is the Humane Society that you guys have funded over the years, you know. Yeah, just exactly as you bring up. Now, are they going to have a person come in instead of maybe once a month to help them with their books? Are they going to have to come in and go, now we need you 3 hours a month because this is a requirement that we have? We deal with that up there in the state, too, all the time, that I tell people quite often many of our bills are made because one person did something wrong and now we penalize the other 99. Now, is this part of that? But at the same time, you know, 20, 30, 50 years ago with Roger, when you first started, there was a trust. You know, we still have that trust. I mean, you guys all believe that all of those entities are using their money correctly. Or otherwise, you wouldn't, if that wasn't so, you would pick one or two of those out and say, no, we're not going to give them funding this year because we know they're not using it correctly. But what this does is, because of society, because of how we've evolved over the years, it puts that out there and it says, now you will show us that our trust and faith in you is still there. Yeah, I agree with you. This isn't one of those things that... But the other thing I remember when we had the audit, I don't know how many years ago that was, probably 12 years ago now. I remember there were certain things in there that really stood out and affected, and we go, we have to do something on that. There were other things, and the auditor would tell you, nobody can meet this criteria or this guideline, what we look at as when we do an audit. You just can't, because the cost would be more than the return you'll get out of it. And you have to take all of that into account, too. So it's... If you get to the point where you guys have an audit and you don't have anything wrote up on you, you let me know. I'll take you guys all out to dinner. So, that won't happen. Not in our lifetime.
Gary, on the other side, too, you know, taking people to fill things out. I mean, any grant application, we just talked to somebody that there was a full-time person that spent a couple of weeks working on one grant. Yeah. This is a grant application still for public money. Yeah. I guess it would still be, I know it's simpler and everything, but I mean, this just kind of reaffirms it listening to Senator Dorn. I would still ask you guys to make a motion and pass this. Thank you, sir. I guess it would still be my opinion. We can go above and beyond by getting all the requests for funding in by passing this budget request change. It puts some more work in Don's office. It's not unsurmountable. We're not micromanaging how they run anything. We're just saying submit claims for what you're spending it for.
Well, even if you don't get over it as thoroughly as you think you should, you still have it.
We would have something that says
you still have it, at least. Now we have nothing.
But
you can make more work out of it if you want to, but you...
For us, it's not going to be any different than Roger's office turning in a claim or one of Gus. We'll go through the same process as we do everybody else. We don't have to do anything different. It's just a claim that comes in. We put it in the computer. It comes over here in your stack. You guys review them. It's paid. Or it's not. Whatever you decide.
And these agencies have this balance sheet anyway. Surely they do, annually.
Some of them submit claims anyway. I mean, depending on what organization it is, there'd be no change. Some organizations, there would be a change because it's, here's a claim for this. But that claim could be labor. That was what we talked about would be the easiest one for most organizations, but not all. I guess that would still be whatever you guys want to do is what we'll do. For absolute transparency, as Roger said, we're not in trouble for this from the auditor. It's a recommendation. Their recommendations, although a pain in the hind end sometimes, are generally to keep us safe and keep us on the right track or try to make our process better. Not more efficient, but better as a rule.
And we can defend ourselves if we have something. Right now, something would happen that would come to our... We have no way to defend ourselves. We were just leaving it open-ended. I mean, and that's why he would recommend it, because we're leaving ourselves neck hanging out there because we have... Yeah. So if we have anything, at least we've covered what's... And there's still a matter of trust. It still doesn't mean we don't trust them. It's just documentation that we've covered it.
But we currently have a motion by Juergen, second by Lytle, to have organizations submit a budget and a proposed budget as well as year-end summary of the last year prior to receiving any future funds. That's what we have on the table right now. It would, like I say, we'll do whatever you guys want. It would still be my want to pass something closer to the letter we have to send out to the public, to the other agencies, just so that we do get... if we did something different, but that's what's on the table now to vote on. Is there any further discussion on the motion or any questions on the motion on the table? Ms. Haxby.
It's not a one or the other thing. We can have both.
We could have both, but if you... you could add, yeah, you could have anything we could modify, but you could have budget and year-end summary plus
claim process to get
the claim
dollars.
Process for money.
The only reason is just because you're still not getting the full picture. We'd have the transparency on where our funds went, and it would be on our end if somebody would come ask us where the funds are, and this entity has now claimed the same thing from four different places. We have that claim, and that's what they told us they spent it on. But at the same time, you're only getting a snippet because, like I said before, there's been an entity like, well, we'll just say we spent it on this. And the rest of their budget might not be within what we expect it to be ran as.
The way we could do that would be if... I suppose the easiest way to make a change would be to make a motion for an amendment to the motion if you want to add something.
And then that would just add the claims process, so at least...
Well, that would depend on what your amendment to the motion would be.
Give me a second. Read the motion again.
Current motion is to require a proposed budget and past year's summary of expenses and income prior to expelling any new funding to outside organizations. Are you proposing an amendment to the motion to incorporate a claims process up to the amount of the approved dollar amounts to each organization?
If you can word it that way, somehow.
Well... To get their funding, they would submit a claim.
Which would work?
An invoice or whatever that is, a claim to get those dollars.
And that would draw down against the...
Draw down to...
You just have essentially a spreadsheet, and once you hit the dollars, you're done.
That's what I would have to do, is take these agencies and create, if you give $10,000 here, and each time they submitted an invoice, I would reduce that amount. Till they've collected all their dollars.
Are you wanting to do this as they spend it, or have them submit it, like, say, quarterly with their receipts?
If it's through a claims, it would have to be
as
it was
they spend
spent.
It, just like
it would be a reimbursement,
does.
Just like all the other offices. So, in essence, they become another office.
They would. I mean, right.
So Roger, buys supplies. He submits a claim for supplies right now. We look at it, we throw it out. other organizations, we approve them. No, but I mean, then we have, this is what it was spent on, it's paid.
So when the auditors come in, they ask me for copies of certain claim numbers, and then they look at the documentation that's attached to those claims to see if that documentation matches the dollar amount. They even go to the point they total everything up to make sure that it's calculated correctly. So even what Roger submits, you know, if he multiplied and he put his figures down wrong, what we paid to how he worded it on his claim, they go through all of that. So
then
that's,
I would,
yes.
I guess, make a motion to add that to it, but with a comment that I think that this covers us, our hind ends on how we spend that money, but we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't look at the whole budget like Terry had in his motion, just showing, like, making sure that looking at their whole process, because you can just claim to have spent it on a certain portion.
So we have a motion to amend the motion to include a claims process with a drawdown, a claims process towards the drawdown of any approved dollar amount to outside organizations. Is that correct, Ms. Haxby?
Yeah, which would be approved based on their proposed and spent budget from the year before.
We have a motion by Haxby. Do we have a second?
Oh, to me, this seems like it's just making it more complicated, and we're trying to keep it simple and cover what the auditor recommends that we really weren't don't know or that we're even going to get reprimanded for it.
We aren't getting
and
reprimanded.
We aren't, so it's a recommendation. I'd like to keep it as simple as possible. I understand where Emily's coming from, but isn't this something that will make it even more work for the agencies?
There's more effort for the agency as well as the clerk's office.
I mean, with the amendment, with what
with
Terry's...
With the claims process, yes.
And with Terry's original motion, is they've already create a balance sheet, their income and expense for the previous year, and they're going to have a budget for the next year, and that's what we can approve it on. It sounds like to me that was just a simpler way. Now, Dawn is more acquainted. I'm not a bookkeeper.
Yeah, but
and I'm not acquainted with this process.
Before we discuss anymore, we have a motion for that amendment by Haxby. Do we have a second?
I'll second it. That way we can resolve the issue. Okay, so.
Are you okay?
Okay. Thank you, Counselor. We have a motion by Haxby, second by Swavely, for the amendment to the motion. Is there any additional discussion on the amendment to add a claims process to this? Mr. Lytle.
All I'll say is we've discussed the trust factor, and if I have the ability to look at their projected budget and I have the ability to look at what they spent their money on in their balance sheet from the year before, then for me, that's enough accountability and trust to move forward with that entity. So I don't feel the need for doing extra.
Additional discussion on the amendment.
I'm getting where you're coming from, and that's kind of where I'm in between is we're not getting a whole picture by getting their claims and what they just this partial. We'd get a better picture on what they're spending it on with the budget. But if it would cover for our expenses for where the money goes, I'm in between. I don't know what the right answer is.
I understand.
But do we need that?
I think we need what Terry's talking about.
It comes down to it comes down to what are you comfortable with? Myself, it's a pain, but I like the additional transparency and actual accountability on the claims process. It just comes down to what you're comfortable with. I like numbers and being able to go back and check everything exactly. Is it a pain? Yes. If Mr. Lytle is comfortable with the budget, I mean, that's also a position. It's not saying one's right or one's wrong. It's just wherever you're comfortable. It's where you're personally comfortable with it. It doesn't mean one's right or this isn't a black or white. It's This is a gray area. Any other discussion on the amendment?
So what are we voting on?
A vote in favor is a vote to incorporate. It's a vote for the amendment to the motion, which would incorporate a claims process with a drawdown for each outside entity. So it would add the claims process to Mr. Juergens' initial motion, where we require a year-end summary of expenses and income as well as a proposed budget. Any questions on the amendment to the motion? Additional discussion? Please vote. Three in favor, with Juergens, Schuler, Dorn, and Lytle voting no. Motion fails.
Resolved anyway.
Back to the original motion.
Who all voted no?
Juergens, Schuler, Dorn, and Lytle. Back to the original motion. We have a motion by Juergens, second by Lytle, to require outside entities to submit a end-of-year summary of expenses and income and a proposed budget prior to giving any additional funds to those organizations. Any additional discussion on this motion?
And with the previous expenses, we're not talking a glossy over. We're talking what they've spent it on. Okay. That just would be very clear.
That's correct.
Okay.
Otherwise, they get rejected.
Okay.
Until they submit.
Yep. You're asking for what happened the year before.
Yep. And then they're projected on what they're going to spend.
Mm-hmm. So, but what if they spend your money on something they shouldn't have?
The year before?
No, like this year. So you're looking at last year, what they did, and what if they spend something? Because we're not going to look at that until next year, right?
They'll have it for the next year, and they'll be rejected.
We won't know because we don't have a claims. We're saying we're funding part of their budget, and we're saying we're going to be funding an approved part of the budget. Any additional discussion on this motion? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. I'm going to sneak this back in again eventually, and we'll see if it gains any ground. But that's still a step forward.
Yeah. Different than what it was, so.
Up next, approver. Yes, sir.
And I will state, because I know Don really wanted the claims process, because in the past it has been difficult. It has been difficult. The entities that we do give money to do need to stand to live up to this, because in the past we have asked for documentations and different things, and Don has caught flack in this. So I understand where Don's coming from on this. These entities need to make sure they come through with providing the information that's asked for.
Well, and I would suggest if she's catching flack, she hits an email, forwards it, and this whole group knows about it the next time they vote on those requests.
I agree.
That's probably a really good point,
too,
Roger.
She shouldn't have to be the front
person. When they come in for their original request, whenever they do that, okay, we have to make it clear to them right then and there, okay, that we expect to be able to ask you questions and give us reliable answers right away, okay, because otherwise we're going to consider maybe not giving you your money if you don't want to cooperate with us.
That makes sense, too. I try to back Dawn up on this as much as possible, because we do ask her to do these things. She goes outside of what she's required to do as we're checking things. That makes our job easier. And we ask her to do these things, and then she does catch grief for it. But we're asking her to do these things, and it does make us more transparent, and that's really important. Mr. Schuler.
When you have somebody give you grief about it that you don't want to deal with, tell them to get, you'll put them on the agenda to meet with us at a board meeting, and they can take it up with us.
I've already had an email from last time, so we'll see what happens this time.
You shouldn't have to feel that.
More?
Huh?
Sorry, Don. Go ahead.
No, she shouldn't have to get into a heated conversation or any I mean, and it's our decisions. We're the ones that are standing behind you for what you're saying. And that's why I say, just, okay, we'll put you on the agenda. You're coming to the board meeting, and you can air your grievance with us. And that's all you have to do.
You had an entity that reached out and was complaining already?
When I requested information because the auditors were questioning me for the documentation because we put a claim through for payment that we did not have the proper documentation, as Senator Dorn alluded to, they want trackability. They want to know why that $10 was spent. I requested that information, and I got a snarky email back that said, in the future, this needs to be done prior, not afterwards, and we supply you with our glossy. And it was a little more extensive than that, but that was the nuts and bolts of the email, and I didn't respond back. I just ignored it.
That's smart.
We got wrote up, and that was the way it was. So this is why I'm bringing this forward.
You and I had a discussion a couple weeks back. I think this might be a good budget year for every entity that's requesting money to come in front of us and request their money so that everybody's understands up front what's requested of them and what's expected.
I think that's a great idea.
And that's always a balance. Do we have everyone come in or not? And that was something we did talk about. It takes some time, but it's probably a good idea for them to come say
hello. That
would
help resolve some of the problems we're having right now.
Well, actually, as a relatively new board member, I would like to have a budget workshop or whatever you would call it to review all the agencies that we fund, how much money. I mean, I know we go through it here, but it isn't on.
We do
just have
another,
a clearer view of. But that may be just for me.
We do have a couple more items here, though. This next one is budgetary. Approve or disapprove claim to Greater Nebraska Business Center, the University Extension Office, for 2015 invoice in the amount of $1,465.22. We yanked this out of the claims this last week. We have a claims. Here's the claim. Thank you, Don. Mm-hmm. We have a state statute that says the claims need to be in within 90 days. I was looking on the calendar. 2015 fell outside of that range. This claim was for the rental car from the university. They had a claim for 3 months' rent, fuel, and windshield and storm damage. Of course, once we yank this, then we'll bring it back to the full board if you guys want to approve this, Ms. Haxby. Or Ms. Haxby first, then Mr. Jergens.
I was going to say, I think, to be clear, I don't think they were all 2015. Were they?
We haven't had the car for years.
The car was. The car damage. There's that
a
was like a invoice, 400.
Gas, but those were old, too.
They were 20, older.
This one's 2020. There's a gas receipt. 2020.
There weren't all 2015. They're still with outside of that 90-day, but they're not all 2015.
There's two 2020s and a 21 on gas receipts. Yeah, this one doesn't have the receipt, but that's what it says it was for. And then the university evidently forgot to bill us for 3 months on a rental car and for storm damage. The
you pay for storm damage?
We're an insurance company.
I'm gotta be good happy with that.
I don't even have the car anymore.
Rental charges were from 20. It was kind of a little grab bag of old claims for a car that we don't have anymore. From the university. Mr. Jergens?
Make a motion to disapprove this claim.
Second.
Moved by Jergens, second by Dorn, to disapprove claim numberless, claim number 220700025, former claim number.
Yeah, because that's not in the claims now, so it's just, we don't have a number.
It's written on there that's still the former claim number. Claim formerly known as 220700025. Any discussion on this? These are, we'll say, outside of normal claim times by quite a ways.
So this claim is entirely on one vehicle from 2015?
No, that misrepresents it some.
2015, part of it's 2020.
There's a non-receipt for 2021 also.
Non-receipt?
There's not a receipt turned in, but they said that they...
So it's just a statement. I mean, just a note.
They bought gas.
So there's no receipt to prove that they even bought it.
I don't want to require you guys to have too much documentation here. But looking back, we don't have a receipt for that.
Understanding that transaction was because when they dropped the car off, they didn't get a receipt. That's why they said they didn't have a receipt for that one.
I don't know why these got turned in so late.
The auditor found them.
Did they really?
No.
Like, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, it's not like we
actually. No, I think you're right. They get an audit of the university.
That's how things get started. Fake news.
But we have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion on disapproving this claim,
Mr. Wyatt? It's not like they haven't sent other claims. I guess I'm.
They've sent them past. They just.
I'm confused as to. They just had them in a drawer. They were saving them for a rainy day. Today's it.
Evidently, it's raining.
COVID, different personnel.
All right. Motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to disapprove this claim. Seeing no additional discussion, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries to disapprove. With that, we have a closed session.
Recess.
We'll take a we're going to ask for a motion to go into closed session after a 5-minute recess. We'll recess it. Are we back on? We'll come back into session at 10:30 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 10:30, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of individual for possible litigation.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle. Please vote. 7 in favor. We're in closed session.
Be good at smelling out a rat.
We'll come out of closed session, or I ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 11:24. Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle. Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order?
Hold up. I told her, I made it.
Sometimes we'll have the whole meeting with it shut by accident because we've done it backwards.
There's your emergency. Oh, you want to do that?
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, everyone have a happy and safe 4th of July. Welcome to the new budget year, Mr. Swavely. It begins today. With that, if there's nothing else.
They can't turn a claim in?
No mo. Did the sheriff's department close out within budget? Nice. Great.
Well, that's a record, is it?
No, he's been doing better.
Yeah.
Twice every year, Jerry used to come back for hundreds of dollars.
Sheriff's doing a lot better. He's really been working.
2 years? Last 2 years have been pretty good.
At least two. At least two or three, if not three.
Good.
All right, we'll adjourn at 11:26.